USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Chinese rocket that had been falling to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry has crashed into the ocean near the Maldives. According to the U.S. Space Force, the remnants of the 23-ton Long March 2B rocket entered the Earth's atmosphere around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, crashing into the Indian Ocean north of the island country. The Chinese Space Agency said that most of the rocket broke up during reentry. And Americans are hitting the road again as air travel continues to recover. Transportation Security Administration officials say more than 1.7 million passengers were screened on Friday, the busiest day since the beginning of the pandemic. On the same day 1 year ago, as much of America was under some form of lockdown, just 215,000 people were screened. But travel still has a ways to go to recover. On the same day in 2019, more than 2.6 million passengers passed through the nation's airports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hackers are behind an apparent attempt to disrupt the nation's oil supply. Mike Fortier reports.
Colonial Pipeline, responsible for transporting almost half of the East Coast fuel supply, saying Friday it was the victim of a cyber attack. In response, the company shuts down its entire network to contain the threat. Federal law enforcement investigating. No one publicly claiming responsibility. There's no word on when the company will resume operations. It transports about 2.5 million barrels of gas a day. The last time the company experienced a major disruption 4 years ago after Hurricane Harvey, that led gas prices to rise to a 5-year high. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the leader of Scotland says she will hold a second independence referendum after the COVID pandemic subsides. After gaining seats in the Scottish Parliament in Saturday's election, Scottish National Party leader and First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said she intends to give people in Scotland the right to choose their future, but did not set a timeline for a second vote. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sunday is a day to thank Mom for everything she does. Wendy King takes a look back at the origins of Mother's Day from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and the history of the holiday has some interesting beginnings. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.